In honor of Mother's Day, we bring you some lullabies. The songs were written by about a dozen of the more than 10,000 mothers currently living in the city's homeless shelters. As anyone with little kids can attest, bedtime is stressful. So having a soothing bedtime song you can turn to when everyone is crying can do wonders. Amanda Aronchik has more on Carnegie Hall's Lullaby Project.
The mothers who came by bus from shelters in the Bronx and Staten Island gathered in a hotel meeting room in Midtown. Across from them, the musicians set up their instruments and introduced themselves.
So I don't have any children of my own, but this year, a bunch of my friends had babies.
The toddler and younger set attempted to sit quietly and failed. That is until one of the professional singers, Jean Rowe, pulled out her guitar and sang a lullaby she'd written for a friend.
Mama loves your precious face. You're the
For the next few hours, the women were asked to leave behind their daily lives and worries to focus on writing their own song. Elsa Negron had the youngest baby there, Matilda, who was just 3 months old.
I'm so nervous.
You're nervous? So that makes both of us.
She sat down with Matt Aronoff, a bass player, and told him about Matilda.
I would never expect to have a baby. Well, I expect to have a baby, but like, I didn't think it would be this soon, because I wanted to wait till I was, like, at least 25, but sometimes it happens, so, and this just happened.
Elsa Negron is 22. In her family, she's one of several firsts. First born, first to finish high school, first to start college. Her daughter is a detour from her plans, but she's open to new things, which is why she's now sitting with Matt, writing her first song.
Do you sing? Do you have any songs that are sort of running through your head? Or is there any, you know...
Not really. I don't really sing, but I would like to sing for her.
You would like to?
Yes.
Elsa held a pen in one hand and propped Matilda up with the other.
You know, I can even hold Matilda if you wanted me to. I held a baby this weekend, so I'm pretty good at it now.
Matilda's face is mostly cheeks and deep brown eyes. And now, with her hands free, Elsa could focus on writing a tune.
We are low in nature. You are strong and can go anywhere. Use your knowledge to explore the world. And I don't know what else to do.
Okay. You're following his key over there down the hall. You don't even know it, but he's playing his, yeah. Okay, so nature.
Elsa writes about rivers and trees and all the things that she wants Matilda to see as she grows up. The lullaby is about a place far from the neighborhood where she grew up in the Bronx.
It's like always problems. These kids coming from other neighborhoods or whatever always want to fight the other kids on my block. Some kid shot a guy. I don't know why. So I was like, you know what? We have to get out of here. Let's get out of here because this is too much.
At the recording studio a few days later, the musicians have fleshed out her song and are ready to record it. Elsa reads her poem and Jean Rowe sings the melody.
All right.
Right? We want to hear these words. Your daughter wants to hear them. And it, you know, the whole thing about nature, like we want to have sort of like a, almost like a sacred vibe on this, I think. So when you deliver those words, just keep that in your mind.
All right, thank you. Mamá y papá, te amo mucho. I hope you are grateful. I hope you are nice.
Elsa wants out of the shelter, but first she needs to find work and get back to college. Then she wants to leave New York, find a little town where the houses have fences and backyards. She says the kind of place you might see on TV.
I know there's real places like that. It's not fake, so yeah, I always wanted something like that.
You'll always be my angel. Hopes and dreams for Matilda.
Over the 2 weeks that the mothers worked with the musicians, little bits of biography spilled out. One woman described her four-hour daily commute with her three little kids. One woman thought she couldn't have any more children and was thrilled with her new son. And one woman missed the final session because someone in her family had been shot. It's been a cathartic and intense process. And on the final day, things got a little giddy.
Thanks again for coming. That's so great.
For WNYC, I'm Amanda Aronchik.